You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
I look forward to the day that we can burn one down and do Marijuana Media at the same time.
Yes!
Well, you can't smoke inside, that's the thing.
I can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you're the boss of smoking indoors.
Why are there smoke alarms if you can't smoke inside? Sorry, let's get back on track here. Marijuana Media, hey, welcome, Chris Fowley, how's it going?
Thank you, very good. I was going to say, we could do a live tweet from the park, though, you know.
We could, actually, that's a good point.
We could.
We'd have to, like, maybe like a moving huddle. We couldn't give away our location exactly. Maybe just walking around the rotunda.
Yeah.
Is that how it's said? Rotunda? Rotunda. John's keen.
How's it going?
Very well. I'm pretty sad, actually, this week.
A lot of people getting arrested.
Yeah, yeah. And this is just crazy. It's kind of like it all went, let's lay low during the election. I don't know if that's conspiracy theorist to me. Let's lay low during the election and not give it, you know, too much publicity. And then
sounds pretty accurate
reason,
to me.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, the police have chosen now to go around arresting all these green fairies.
Mm.
And green fairies is a bit of a term to describe someone who is a provider of medical cannabis.
Right.
And they're not doing it for the money. There may be no money involved. They're helping people, and there's been quite a few of them, and in fact quite a few regular growers, producers have sort of switched to being green fairies. It's even one of the theories out there as to why there seems to be this ongoing cannabis shortage.
Right.
Is that these greedy medical users are using it all up. I seriously get people saying that, like, come on, what the hell? They're front of the queue, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
And this is what's happening, right? They're arresting these green fairies. There's been one up here in Auckland. There's been another down south. And as well, Rose Renton, who's probably one of the most well-known medical cannabis advocates in the country. Her son, of course, Alex Renton, was the first to be given CBD in a hospital.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, too late, and he passed away. And I think the whole country was well aware of that. It was really what kicked off this whole medical cannabis movement of the last couple of years. And Rose has been continuing to help people because she's seen the benefits of it. And what my understanding of it is that it's hemp-based, whatever she's doing.
Mm.
It's local hemp grown here in New Zealand, and it's doing things like root extractions and.
Right.
You know, the hemp regulations say you can make anything you want out of those hemp products. You're legally allowed to. Here we go. Make the products.
You can't give it to someone else.
So she's made a product, and now they've arrested her, saying, well, there's CBD in it. Well, CBD's in every hemp product. It naturally occurs in hemp.
Mm.
And they, as I say, they...
What a conundrum.
It's pretty weird. It's just a weird thing for them to choose to do right now.
Where are the key hemp crops in New Zealand?
John Slater.
They're actually all over the place. But mostly, the Canterbury's got the biggest one, the most commercial kind of production. But there's, like last summer, there was Taranaki, Manawatu, Hawke's Bay, East Cape, Waikato, Northland, Bombay Hills. I mean, it's just kind of all over the North Island, just isolated farms in that.
So she's been busted with non-psychoactive CBD.
That's my understanding of it. Yeah, yep. She's been charged with CBD.
How do these green fairies kind of get in touch with the right people? Is there like some kind of forum or something? Or what's the? How does that?
Well, yeah, you know, things
say
are still illegal.
I was a cop.
Yeah.
Trying to find. No,
to like be honest, it's you know, a lot of it's just on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And oftentimes people are quite out there and open on Facebook, like they are with a lot of things, right? Maybe too open.
Yes.
And I don't think it would have been difficult for police to go into some of these groups and have a look at what's going on, but it also wouldn't be difficult for them to see that what's going on is medical, and that perhaps that going after providers of medical cannabis is not the best use of their time.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? And perhaps there are other things they should be doing. So it just astounds me that I don't begrudge them for investigating, but it surprises me that they would choose to prosecute.
Is there any motive or reason for the police to have done this that is discernible? Is there any financial gain or anything like that?
Yeah, possibly related to the changes in the CBD rules that came into effect a month ago, 7th of September. So they might have, like, the very act of changing those rules means that all the government departments kind of get notified, hey, these rules have changed, and that kind of might prompt them to look at it and go, well, I'm going to need to go and arrest someone then. So, everyone, it seems, as far as I'm aware, everyone's being represented by Sue Gray. who's our cannabis lawyer extraordinaire.
Lawyer? Okay.
And she's based down in Nelson. She's representing the Auckland guy that got done as well. So there's a Give a Little page going for Sue Gray. So that's the best thing people can do is support that to enable her to really go hard on it.
Right. Do you think it's like the type of thing where, if obviously all the court cases aren't at the same time and they're relatively similar, if the first person kind of gets a good result, kind of a waterfall trickle down effect, surely?
Yeah, exactly.
Or are they going to look to try and send a message, you know, like
To be honest, I would be surprised if they go through to trial. I think they will threaten and they will bluster, and then someone in the chain will realize we're not going to get a conviction on this because these are serious charges. Like Rose Renton is facing 14 years imprisonment on the charges
for
non-psychoactive hemp. 14 years imprisonment, right? No jury is going to convict of that, and they must realize that. But there's a risk. It might, right?
Yeah.
But it would be difficult. So, I don't know. It just seems very odd that they would choose to make this a priority.
I mean, if this starts going through the courts, it's going to turn into a horrible waste of money, really.
Yeah, I think so, because I think, A, you would want to call a lot of witnesses. You would want to call some patients that she's been helping. You would want to call medical experts. They might be from around the world. I could easily see a trial like that going for a week or two or more. And as I say, once you've presented all that evidence of all the patients that it's helping and the medical professionals saying that it should be allowed in that, I really can't see a jury, you know, convicting on that. So the police must know this, so why bother? You know, why go ahead? There's been another interesting case, though, that just happened down in Nelson. And this, again, it's like, why are you doing this, cops? This guy got charged with 130 plants, also represented by Sue Gray.
Okay.
Right? And they went, 130 plants, you must be a major dealer, right? We're going to throw the book at you. And he's like, no, I juice my cannabis. It's fresh. I'm not smoking it. I'm juicing it. When you juice it, you don't want some huge old plant that's been growing for 6 months. You got to have little things that are nice and fresh, like, you know, like what you would. And so he needs like 3 plants a day, just little tiny ones. You just put them in the blender and juice them. And that 130 plants, therefore, is only a few months of use. It's not, you know what I mean? So when you put it into context of what he's actually doing, these plant numbers become irrelevant.
And when they say plants, we don't know how old they were or anything either. If they're little, they're not really up to piss all anyway, are they?
Exactly, So, but anyway, the point being, they charge him with these 130 plants, saying he's some major dealer. It turns out he's not. He's just a patient who's juicing some plants for himself. And the court took his side. And I'm not sure exactly what the outcome was, but he certainly...
Well, I think now he's got a contract with Tank Juice Bar. You just pop along there and just go get your, you just ask for your DAC juice. You're all minted.
That's all right. That's Habitual Fixer doing the hemp ones.
Are they?
Yeah.
Son Queen Street, really?
Go get your hemp smoothie on Queen Street.
Far out, I'm going to do that.
And you know, and maybe they'll get 14 years jail too.
I'm still going to get one. Oh, man.
No, but it isn't. This is like really serious.
No, because it is fucking crazy. When you know, it's always these sort of roundabouts with the police. That I feel like they're just sort of out in the wilderness, going, "Well, that's the law. We're just doing our thing," and then that's cool. They just got to do their thing, like almost like they're taunting the law themselves to get it changed or some shit.
That might be it. But certainly that is the line that they say: is this is the law and nothing's changed, and we haven't changed the way they enforce it. And well, that's a good point. Why haven't you changed the way you enforce it? Because society's clearly changed and the public support for law reform has changed, so why haven't you changed the way? But the very fact that they can exercise discretion in some cases, and they do, and that we've seen arrests drop by 50% in the last 10 years, so clearly the police do exercise discretion. So why not exercise it in this case? Why not, in fact, have a publicly stated tolerance like we do with speeding, where you know you can go 60 or 110 or whatever, but at certain weekends they drop it, but they tell everyone.
Why do they make cars go 200 and something k's?
Well,
that's a whole other question.
Self-responsibility is a big part of that, right? But you could do the same with cannabis. They could actually say, you know, if it's non-commercial or if it's under certain grams or certain number of plants, you know, we're not interested. But you need to publicly state it, not leave it up to individual officers, because they don't have any training. They have no idea whether it's medical. They have no idea whether it's problematic, whether you're addicted, whether you need help. They have none of that. They don't get any training.
Devil. It's just the devil.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Depends what they think.
True. Hey, lastly, on a sort of a offshore classic note, university in North Michigan is offering a degree in weed. This semester, NMU is offering the country's first four-year degree in weed, schooling students in everything from chemistry and biology to marketing and finance. By the time the first batch of pot majors graduate, they'll know how to grow a plant, extract its most valuable compounds, and ideally make money off it. Isn't that interesting? I guess it's a booming business, isn't it?
Michigan's one of the legal states over there, so yeah, it's all happening. But I think something close at home, I think it was Wollongong, I think, University in Australia. They're doing a cannabis course too, so.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all happening, eh? Everywhere except here.
John will be shooting off soon then, go and do that cannabis course for you, mate. Toodle-pip.
So, depending on which government we get, do we know? I don't know.
No. It's up to Beau. Nobody knows. It's all down to Beau.
Mate.
Maybe tonight.
Little chocolate lab holding the country in his cute little paw.
We could be on the cusp of some big change, or we could get nothing.
Fingers crossed.
It's tense.
Yeah, it is.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.